Thank you so much, Ambassador, for joining me on Global IQ Minute. From your own activities in Washington, and you have served such a long time in the United States, are U.S. relations as bad as they seem, and what do we do now to improve the situation, to get out of this funk that we seem to be in?
Well, I wouldn't say that they are as bad as they seem, because we have differences, we have difficulties, but at the same time, there are a number of issues on which we continue to work. And the Minister of Foreign Affairs first speaks to his counterpart, Secretary Kerry, once a week, two times a week, because they are discussing issues of importance both to Russia and the United States. So what the difficulties that we are living through, at the same time, both sides, I hope, understand that there are issues on which we have to work. And I think this is very important for the future, because that's the basis for I wouldn't use the word reset, but rebuild these relations, because difficulties, however sometimes intense they are, will be resolved. But the world around us is going to stay. And it's not going to be easier for us to live in. It's going to be something that we need to work on in order to make it safe and reliable. And I think that the time will come when we will work once again in a more friendly way. But on substantive issues where our interests coincide, cooperation hasn't interrupted, and I hope it will not.
That's good to hear. Moving to Ukraine, recent elections, your government has said that the troops are being withdrawn, and there appears to be evidence of that, and yet the situation seems still to be very tense. How do you view the situation today?
First of all, our troops have nothing to do with the intense situation in Ukraine. They are in their own territory. They are being relocated, but they're still in Russia. So sometimes I see reports that Russian troops at a distance of 95 kilometers from the border. But where can they move? It's Russia. They are based where they are based. And when they train where the facilities are, training facilities are. But it's true that we have removed those forces that were brought in from outside, but some that have always been there are going to stay. But it's not a threat to anybody, and I think our American friends and specialists fully understand that.
As we talk today, there are negotiations going on between Gazprom and Ukraine regarding the payment for the gas that has been imported and transported.
I haven't heard the latest. Yesterday it was kind of negotiator's deadline for the first installment.
June 3rd is a key date, I believe.
It was supposed that on Thursday the Ukrainian colleagues will start paying someone, and on Friday, that means today, they would have started discussing how they move on with further sales. To be out of Washington handicaps a little bit, because I do not have first-hand information except for internet. And so far I haven't found confirmation that the Ukrainian government decided to start paying.
And my last question is, so often in our media we tend to exaggerate, and yet there seems to be headlines quite often that right now we're seeing a return to the Cold War, or does the Soviet Union want to rebuild itself? Is that the case?
No, and I have said several times, even today, that I believe that the foundation for a resurrection of the Cold War doesn't exist, because Cold War was an ideological divide that was reinforced by military confrontation. Neither one exists now, and I hope it's not going to reappear. We have differences, we have difficulties, but we are grown-ups and we have to work on them. What is the second part of the question?
What was about the Cold War? The rebuilding of the Soviet Union.
Oh, no. Well, absolutely not. It's so naive. to believe that Russia is trying to do anything of the kind. And first of all, we have so many independent countries who will decide for themselves what they want. We have historical ties, we have economic ties, so we certainly would be promoting cooperation with all the countries that are interested in working with us. We consider them to be privileged friends of ours, and I hope that they will consider us the same way. In a way, it's a process that is similar to what happened in Europe. That is happening also in other regions, including in Latin America with Mercosur and that kind of stuff. It's tendency of trying to maximize your opportunities in the market and other ties in the world of global dynamics.
Thank you very much for your time, Ambassador.
Thank you very much for inviting me.